This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. There's an interesting case that has literally become a federal case, and it has to do with a couple of 12 and 13-year-old girls named Brianna Hawk and Kayla Martinez. 3 years ago, they wore bracelets to school in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. These rubber bracelets said, "I heart boobies." They thought that they were supporting something pretty important to them, and they also knew that their principal, a woman by the name of Angela DiVietro, herself was a breast cancer survivor, so they figured, okay, we're supporting a cause that, you know, is right at the heart of very important to our principal, so this is going to work out well. It turned out the school didn't see it that way and suspended the girls because they said that the word boobies on there was inappropriate. Well, the girls sued, and just this week, the school board in Easton, Pennsylvania, voted to challenge the decision by a federal court which said that the bracelets were not lewd and the girls should not have been suspended for that. And now this is going to become more of a federal case over bracelets that the girls wore to school. Mary Catherine Roper is representing Brianna and Kayla in this case from the ACLU of Pennsylvania, and I've asked her to join us here today and talk about it. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm very well. Mary Catherine here.
Okay, Mary Catherine, nice to have you on the show here. Tell me what your argument is against what the school has done.
The Supreme Court has made it clear for decades that students don't surrender their constitutional rights when they get inside the schoolhouse gate. And in fact, that, you know, teaching kids to talk about and interact around important social and political issues is part of what we should be doing in school. And of course there are limits on that, right? And one of the limits is that students can't be lewd and can't use profane language in schools. Our position in this case is that you just cannot call these breast cancer awareness bracelets lewd. That's not the message the girls were projecting. It's not the message the kids in school got. They were all talking about breast cancer, not talking about something sexual.
The principal, who I mentioned, Angela DiVietro, she said that "I heart boobies" is a sexual double entendre which is prohibited under the school's dress policy. She also said, look, you know, what this really suggested was a prurient interest in the female breast, which, by the way, when we're talking about seventh grade boys, they're already interested enough in breasts. We don't need to encourage that anymore. So what's wrong with that argument?
The problem is that it takes a message that nobody thought was about prurient interest in breasts. Everybody recognized, you know, all the evidence from the trial, they didn't have a single incident of complaints about boys being inappropriate about these bracelets or anything like that when they banned them. They just had some teachers who were uncomfortable with the word boobies. But, you know, the word, that's how girls talk about themselves. When you're 12 years old, you don't say breast, right? This is the way they talk about their own bodies to their grandparents, to their mothers, and sending a message that there is something that talking about your body is not for polite company or not something you can do in school is a really damaging thing to say to these girls.
Mary Catherine, how different would this be if boys had worn these and say, look, I support Breast Cancer Awareness Month too?
Boys did wear them to support breast cancer awareness. And as long as they're wearing them for that purpose, they have as much right to do it as the girls do. The thing is, you can tell whether or not somebody is using this bracelet as some sort of sexual come-on or sexual comment, or if they're talking about breast cancer. It's going to be obvious. One of those is protected speech, and the other one is something that you ought to correct.
Well, we've always had questions about this going back to the time when you were in school and when I was in school about where that protected speech line is for students. Yes, we all are granted free speech in the First Amendment, but as you know, as an attorney, there are limits to what we can say and where we can say it. You know, you walk up to your boss and call him or her an a-hole, and you're going to find out that there are consequences, not government-imposed consequences, but you may be filling a box with your things and standing out on the sidewalk saying, what happened to my job, right? So we know that there are consequences to our freedom of speech. In this case, What are we looking at when the school has a line? Where do they get to determine where the line is, I guess is my question.
Well, I think that the approach taken by the Supreme Court is really the very sensible one, which is until the kids are disrupting the function of the school in some way or being completely, you know, inappropriate to the school environment.
What they claim now. The school claims that was inappropriate to the school environment.
Yeah, so if you're going to say that because someone in a different context could take this as a sexual statement, these girls are not allowed to talk about their bodies, I got to tell you, these same school administrators testified that they were very uncomfortable but would just come down on the side of allowing the girls to use the word breast.
So if it had said, I heart breasts, that would be okay?
Just barely. What I'm saying is these are school administrators who are understandably concerned about maintaining order in the school, but they take that concern to the point of extremity, right? Of saying that girls can't talk about their bodies and can't talk about an important health issue about their bodies. That's not okay. That is not what is required to maintain order in the schools, and it's not what is required to teach everybody to speak respectfully about people's bodies. You don't teach people to speak respectfully by having no speech. You teach people to speak respectfully by correcting the people who don't.
So what is the remedy you seek here? I mean, I'm sure that Brianna and Kayla are no longer in middle school. They're probably in high school anymore. So whatever suspension was given to them when this happened 3 years ago, it's almost moot at this point. Why make a federal case of it?
Well, in fact, the school district did not just ban these bracelets in middle school. They banned them for all students of all ages. So if we did not have an injunction from the court, which we do and we have had for the last couple of years, the girls would not be able to wear the bracelets even in high school.
Okay. So will that injunction stand until we find out what the next federal court says about this? And is that next federal court going to be the Supreme Court?
The school district has asked for that. So we've already had, we took this case to the federal trial court, the district court, and that judge agreed with us. We took it to the Court of Appeals, and we argued the case in front of the entire Court of Appeals, and we won there.
Wow.
And now the school district wants to take a shot at the Supreme Court, which may or may not take the case. So the Supreme Court takes very few cases out of the ones that are sort of proposed to it each year.
Right.
If the Supreme Court takes it, then we have another round. But if the Supreme Court doesn't take it, then we're done, and the Federal Court of Appeals decision will decide the case.
I'm sure that there are kids in other school districts around the country who are wearing I Heart Boobies bracelets to school. Have we had trouble with it elsewhere?
There have been a number of schools where this has come up, and in some schools, the local ACLU or other group was able to persuade them to back down. There have been a couple schools where there were legal challenges, and the judges decided otherwise. In the most recent one, it was a school district in which there really was a demonstrated pattern of mostly boys using the bracelets as sort of an excuse to make really inappropriate comments. Something that does not appear to have been a problem in the Eastern Area School District, but if that's a problem in a different school district, that's something school administrators can and should be able to deal with. Although the first thing they should do is tell the kids who are misbehaving to stop misbehaving.
Yeah, I would think so. It seems to me like all of this should have been a teaching opportunity.
Well, that's certainly our view. And in fact, in the Eastern Area School District, not until after the ban, but there was one boy who came upon some girls talking about the bracelet ban and started making some rude gestures and saying things about boobies. He was disciplined. He apologized. and the incident did not repeat. Huh. That is how you teach middle school students to be respectful about one another's bodies, not by trying to take every word out of the school. And I challenge you to take every word out of the school
yeah.
that a middle schooler might take out of context.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're going to, you know, you'll never serve hot dogs or bananas in the cafeteria.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Mary Catherine Roper from the Philadelphia ACLU. Representing the two Easton girls in the I Heart Boobies case. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.